On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, I'm going to talk about how to create a custom Alexa skill for an open house or a listing due to popular demand because of my Instagram post the other day.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, Massive Agents? Welcome to episode number 43 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Man, this is going to be a good show. There's some good stuff here today. So the other day, if you follow us on Instagram at Massive Agent, you saw me post in the story about the Alexa skill that I created for an open house. And Alexa then would deliver information about what's included in the HOA. But it was really cool because not only was it a hit at the open house and prospective buyers were like, oh, cool, you know, I've never seen Alexa do something like this at an open house, but other neighbors and whatnot and people that are like, hey, I need to sell my house. This is really cool. I want someone to do this when I sell my house. And so I potentially have a few listings from that open house. It's really cool. All because of doing something unique that people haven't seen before using technology that we currently have, but that people are still not taking advantage of. This is not the first time I've talked about Alexa. Not the first time I've talked about voice marketing, but this is the first time that you'll hear me talk about Alexa skills in a way that you can specifically do something, and let's get into it. So first off, guys, if you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Dustin Brome. I'm a realtor in Salt Lake City, Utah with eXp Realty. I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society. I speak, I train, I pontificate all over the country for brokerages and mortgage companies, and, you know, do training on marketing and social media and technology. So on this podcast, we talk about lead generation, ideas to get you more business. Okay, whether that's an ad or a marketing campaign or just something to be more efficient in your business, all of the above, we talk about it here on the show. Since we're on the topic of getting more leads, I have something really, really freaking cool that we're doing. Okay, so I have teamed up for a little collaboration with my good friend Jason Frazier from The Agent Marketer. And how genius is this? We're calling this little collaboration Massive Agent Marketer. See what we did there? Clever. But we met the other day, and you might have seen this on Instagram or Facebook Live the other night, but if you didn't, we are putting together a webinar on October 26th. October 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's 10 a.m. Pacific time. And here's what we're doing. Jason and I were sitting there and we're like, you know, we were talking about what kind of feedback we're getting from our clients and from other agents and just, you know, questions we get. It seems like most people, they have certain pieces to the puzzle. They might know how to run a Facebook ad, but they don't know what type of ad to run. Or they run an ad, but it doesn't work very well, it doesn't perform well, and they don't know what changes to make to get it to perform well. Or maybe they kill it and get a ton of leads, but then the leads fall through the cracks because they don't have a system in place to respond to the leads because they're trying to do it all themselves. Or maybe they have that and they're great at responding quickly, but then if the lead doesn't respond to your response, they just fall through the cracks over the next, you know, over coming weeks and months. And other people just don't even have a clue how to start any of that stuff, so they don't do anything. They just go out cold calling, door knocking, or they buy crazy expensive leads from Zillow and Realtor. So we were thinking of this and we're like, okay, what can we do to just like give it all to somebody? Like to give them the whole thing. How can we give agents and loan officers everything all at once, start to finish, every single freaking thing, every step, every ingredient, if you will, in the process that they need to create a lead generating system? We decided one of the most effective platforms to do that would be to do a webinar. We are going to do a joint webinar. So for 90 minutes on October 26th, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I want you right now, guys, go to leadswebinar.com. I know you hear this all the time, you know, a bit limited seating. Yes, because of the platform we're using, we can't have a million people there, you know, live streaming. That'll crash the thing. So if you want a seat for the webinar, go to leadswebinar.com. Leadswebinar.com, reserve a spot. All right. We're going to give you literally everything you need to know to start generating leads, from how to create a Facebook ad, what ad to run, how to do the lead form, how to connect it to your lead response system, what lead response system to do after your leads are responded to instantly. How do you follow up with them over time? Because you guys may not know this, but usually on average, it takes 7 to 9 touches, 7 to 9 contacts before a lead ever even responds to you. So if you're giving up after 2 or 3 or 4 touches, you might get lucky a couple times, but you're leaving a lot of money on the table. We're going to show you how to do it all. We'll give you the scripts for the follow-up. We'll show you the timing that works the best for follow-up. I'll show you the system that I use to respond to leads within 5 minutes, guaranteed, 24/7, 365. We're going to give it all to you. And then when the webinar is over, like, you don't have to worry about frantically taking notes. You're going to get a replay link of it so you can go back and watch. And we're going to give you a download for all of our slides. So then you can copy and paste. Copy and paste. Now, with what Jason and I charge for coaching and for our programs and everything, like, this should be thousands of dollars. We're doing this for $49. Guys, this is $49 to get this entire system. And you can probably tell in my voice, I'm super fired up about this because I don't think I've ever given anything so complete before ever. Usually it's just a little piece. It's a piece that, you know, someone's missing a piece, but we've never sat down and laid it all out start to finish. So whether you're a Facebook ad pro, you've been in the business for 20 years, or you're a brand new agent just trying to start and get some new business, this webinar is for you. I promise you. We will not let you down. You will be amazed at what $49 will get you. Go register quickly, leadswebinar.com, and reserve a spot on your calendar on the 26th. That's a Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay. All right. So let's talk about Alexa skills. So over this last weekend, I did an open house and I created a custom skill. And whenever somebody walked in, all they had to do was say, Alexa, open Burke Hill Penthouse Condo. That was the name that I gave the skill. It's called the invocation name because you're invoking Alexa to, you know, to open a certain skill, right? So I printed out a little, and you can see this on our Instagram, highlights on our profile. I have the video of the actual Alexa skill playing, so you can hear the audio that I did. But someone would come in, and there was a little, I had Alexa sitting on the kitchen counter, and I printed out a nice sign that just gave instructions. It'd say, want to learn about the HOA? Just say, Alexa, open Burke Hill Penthouse Condo. And so buyers would walk in and be like, oh, this is kind of cool. And so they'd say it. And then Alexa, in Alexa's voice, leads them through it. And so what I did is I included some stats, like, you know, this condo's listed at $265,000 and, you know, 2 bedrooms. You know, aren't those 15-foot ceilings amazing? That view certainly doesn't suck. You know, like, I threw my personality into the mix, but Alexa was saying it. And then it asked them, after it gave them some information, it said, would you like to hear what the HOA includes? If they said yes, it played an audio clip that I pre-recorded of me just, you know, laying out what the HOA includes. It was like a minute clip. If they said no, it said, okay, cool, have a good day. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, cool, have a good day. Amazing condo, right? Now the only question is how much to offer. And it ends. It was very simple and straightforward. It took me about an hour or so of my time, but it generated so much buzz, not just at the open house with buyers and sellers, but with you agents. Like, I put it up on my Instagram story, and I started getting a shitload of comments. Like, people like, wow, that's so cool. How'd you do that? You know, I want to do that. What other things can you do with it? So that's why I'm doing this episode today. I want to give you some ideas of how you can use these yourself and give you, you know, point you in the right direction for how to create one. Because I don't think there's anyone out there that builds these for realtors yet. Wink, wink. But you can do this yourself. It just takes some time, a little bit of common sense, messing around. You know, I figured this out in about an hour. To create a skill for an open house or for a listing, just keep in mind, I'm going to start right at the beginning. You do it to deliver information in a clever way. Okay, you can do it in a clever way, in a unique way, but really it's there to deliver information in a way that you want it delivered. So you can choose how that's done when you're creating the skill. And no, you do not need to hire a developer to do this. I couldn't have done that. Okay, so there's an app out there called Storyline. It's not an app on your phone. It's online. Do it on your desktop. You just go to getstoryline.com, and Storyline, it leads you through and gives you a template for how to create a skill. It shows you, like, it lays it out on a map of, like, you know, if they say yes, then it goes down this path. If they say no, then it goes down this path. And you can visually see it all and, you know, customize the content. I highly recommend you keep these simple. So you noticed when they invoked the skill, that when they opened it up at the open house, it gave them a little bit of information. I threw in some of my personality, you know, like, that view doesn't suck and, you know, 15-foot ceilings are awesome and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it gave them one choice only. Would you like to hear what the HOA includes? If they said no, cool. It took them down one path. If they said yes, cool, it took him down the path that played the audio clip of me telling him about the HOA. That's it. Very simple to do. Now, of course, you can take it to where, like, if they say yes, then they get more options, and then depending on that, they get more options. You can do that, but it complicates it, right? And it takes more time. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but for now, I highly suggest if you're going to do this, if you're going to create your own custom skill, just give one option. I'll get to how to do this in a second, and because I know how to do this is, like the way to do this is visual, you really need to see how it's done. I created a special guide on how to do this with screenshots for setting it up. I did it over on our blog at massiveagentpodcast.com. So you can go to that guide and see this visually, the how-to on how to do this, massiveagentpodcast.com/AlexaSkill. massiveagentpodcast.com/AlexaSkill takes you right to this new article that I just published that is a guide on how to create one of these skills for yourself. So for the how-to and how to do it, go to that later. But here's what to do. Here's what you can do with the skill. So like I said, it's for delivering information, right? So it doesn't have to be for an open house. An open house is a great place to do it because then you have a crowd of people and, you know, curiosity works its magic and does its thing, right? But I would suggest just putting them in your listings. For example, if you have a listing and you want people to know more context about the neighborhood, stores that are nearby, the school district it's in, schools that are nearby, HOA features, HOA inclusions, all that stuff. But that doesn't really fit in the listing, or you can't count on them ever having noticed it in the listing. You can plop an Echo Dot on the kitchen counter and then say, for more info about the neighborhood, or to hear about more about the location, to hear more about the neighborhood, say, and then whatever name you give your skill. And again, the article will show you how to do that. And then you can either have Alexa say whatever you want it to say, or you can record a little audio clip of you saying it. It's actually easier to just have Alexa do it, to be honest with you. Because if you do an audio clip, as I found out, you have to upload that. You have to make sure it's an MP3. Then you have to put it through this converter thing. And then you have to put it into Dropbox and then paste that link in. It doesn't take hours, but it's, you know, extra work. So you could just have Alexa say it all. And then it's very, very easy and straightforward. So think about what kind of extra context or a story you wanted to tell about a property. Maybe the property has a story, like a previous owner, or maybe it was featured in a magazine, or maybe there was like, it's on a Civil War battleground or something, or there's like a monument in the backyard. Whatever it is, you can tell that story with Alexa through a custom skill. It's so cool. And it's free. Storyline is free. This is free. It just takes your time. And guys, if you've been listening for a while, you know how freaking true this is. If I can do it, I sure as hell promise you can. And then who says you need to only have one of these throughout the house? Now, granted, you'd have to make a few different skills, which is just more time, right? But once you do it, when you do it the first time, once you get that first skill created, then it's like, okay, cool. Then you can go in and duplicate it and, you know, tweak a few things and easily build a second one, a third one, whatever. And you can have an Echo Dot in this room, an Echo Dot in this room, especially in luxury listings. Guys, put one in the bathroom and explain like the amazing Italian marble that's in there. And, you know, the wood was imported from, you know, this forest and, you know, Kazakhstan and, you know, Borat approved wood. You know what I mean? Just, you can explain and give context on everything. Just think about what information you want people to know about at an open house or a listing, and then you can use Alexa to deliver that information in a clever, kind of fun way. The very first place I would start is, just like I said, a very straightforward skill that they turn it on, or invoke it, if you will. They invoke this skill. It says a few things. It gives them one option. Would you like to do this? Yes or no? If they say yes, deliver the information. No, say, cool, have a good day. That's it. You can all do that, I promise you. And one last piece of advice here. When you're doing these skills and you set it up on Alexa and you're bringing your Echo Dot or your Echo or Echo Show or whatever the hell you have, your Echo device, when you bring that to the open house, here's what you need to know, okay, because it can be kind of confusing. When you bring it, obviously the house that you're doing this at needs Wi-Fi. The Dot, whatever the Echo is, it needs to connect to Wi-Fi. When you do that, you're going to have to connect it to the new Wi-Fi network through the Alexa app. So you log in, you just open the Alexa app on your phone, you go into devices, and then you connect it there. So you go through a little bit of a process. It guides you through it through the app. but just be prepared for that. So give yourself a little bit of time prior to the open house or whatever the event is you're doing, just to get that figured out in case there's any hiccups or issues. I want to be clear too, you're not actually publishing this skill so that anyone nationwide could access it. This is going to work because it's your Echo, it's your Dot that's linked to your Amazon developer account, and you do need an Amazon Alexa developer account first. So Storyline guides you when you go to submit it to Alexa. It has you log into Amazon, and if you don't have an account, you can create one right then and there. So be prepared for that too in the setup process, at least the first time. So if you're not already doing a flash briefing or you don't already have skills, you're going to have to do that the first time as the Amazon account. But because it's your account, you don't actually have to fully submit this and have it approved and then published. It's not going to be published. It's not going to be approved. Now, you could approve it if you want, but you know, somebody in Florida is not going to like enable your skill for a listing in Utah. You know what I mean? You don't need it to be fully approved, and getting it approved takes time. It might take days. For this one, once you just submit this to Alexa, it goes into a status called in development, and then it shows up on your device. So then you can, to your Alexa device, and only yours, you could say, hey, Alexa, open, and then whatever invocation name you gave, and it plays because it's yours logged into your account. So it's basically like the test version that's being played. It's not fully published. So I just want to make that clear. So again, if you want to see the video and exactly what my skill said, see the video for it. Go to our Instagram profile at Massive Agent. Of course, you're going to click the follow button while you're there because you're already in the neighborhood. And then you're going to click on the highlights. You're going to find the Alexa skills highlight and just watch that. And it shows you exactly how I did it, or what I did, I should say. Then for the how-to, again, the article, MassiveAgentPodcast.com/Alexa skill. That's over on the blog. And we're doing something new with MassiveAgentPodcast.com. Before, it was just my articles. So I would put, or not articles, sorry. There was just the episode. So every new episode, we did a blog post for, embedded the podcast player, did some short little show notes, did some graphics. That was it. That was all that was on there, really. Now, we're having guest posts. So I've already had a few of you guys, a few real estate bloggers, sent me articles. We're going to start publishing your articles on real estate marketing topics, okay? So if they're in line with this show, if you have a cool marketing strategy or marketing idea or insight on, you know, something in the marketing world, we'd be happy to publish your article. MassiveAgentPodcast.com is now open for guest posting. What that does for you is not only are you going to get some exposure on a major platform within the industry, but we're going to give you a backlink. We're going to link back to your website, which really helps your SEO and help you build some domain authority. Not to mention, we're going to promote the article for you. So if you're interested, if you're a writer or you want to, and you have some pretty good content, look, guys, I'm not just going to publish anything. Obviously, it has to be good stuff. But if you can do good stuff, we'd love to publish it on the podcast website. So this Alexa skill guide is one of the first in that series of more. Like, we're just giving you more. We want, for real estate marketing, I want MassiveAgentPodcast.com to be one of the go-to spots. And it's funny, as I was recording, I got a text from one of the people who came to the open house. They even said in the text, they're like, you're the guy that had Alexa working for him at the open house. We need to sell our house. You know, when can we get together and figure that out? So one of them has already reached back out to me for a listing presentation because they thought the skill was cool. How awesome is that? Now, another thing you can do with Alexa, of course, are the flash briefings. We have our own flash briefing. It's an extension of the podcast. It's called Massive Agent Minute. Every single day, 7 days a week, we have a 60 to 90 second flash briefing. It's like a mini podcast, okay? And all you have to do is go enable the Massive Agent Minute briefing. Just go to MassiveAgentPodcast.com/hour briefing to enable it if you're on desktop. If you have an Alexa app on your phone, go into the Alexa app, click on Skills, search Massive Agent, and enable the Massive Agent Minute. I give unique information and little tips and ideas and insight that just pop into my head throughout the week. I do that on the flash briefing. It's completely original stuff that you're not getting here on this podcast. Or it's like maybe it's the same topic, but more a different idea or different context. Okay. So it's all different. If you would go enable that and then listen to the Massive Agent Minute flash briefing, we would appreciate it. Okay. One more reminder about the webinar that Fraser and I are doing, the hashtag Massive Agent Marketer, the little collab here. Guys, Fraser and I were talking about this because we have some sponsors for it. We have some industry vendors who are getting excited about participating. They're going to be sharing it out to their networks. We have the potential to have thousands of people registered for this. So go register. $49 to get everything. The whole lead gen system, everything given to you, a replay of the webinar, downloads of the slides so you can copy and paste everything and build it at your own pace. But do not miss it. I'm telling you, this is one of the best, most jam-packed events the real estate industry has had this year. This is going to be big when we look back on it because of the partners that we have who are about to help us promote it. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Go to leadswebinar.com and get some more information and register. And guys, if you are already a member of the Massive Agent Society or the Agent Marketer, you do not need to pay for this. You do not need to register. You guys are going to get this content for free. So guys, if you're already a member, don't worry about it. We've got your back. Do not pay for this. Do not register. We've got you. So there's an added perk. Society members, Agent Marketer members, if you guys are joining in the next week or so, then you'll get this for free. But let me say this too. If you are thinking down the road, you wanted to become a Massive Agent Society member or an Agent Marketer member, there might be a little something to make it extremely financially advantageous for you at the end of the webinar. So you have to register to do that. Hop on it, guys. I wanted to tell you a quick little story. So I got an email the other day from one of the members of the Massive Agent Society. And if you're new to the show, the Society is our lead gen. It's a Facebook ad lead generation training support program where we give you proven Facebook ad campaigns that you can copy and paste and run yourself. And then when you have to make little tweaks to it to make it work in your area or to make it work, you know, run more efficiently and to have better leads and cheaper leads, we give you the support, the ongoing support to do that. So that's what the Massive Agent Society is. You can check that out at massiveagentsociety.com. We only allow one agent per market, by the way. I had an agent earlier ask me if we could reserve their market. We can't do that because that's not fair to other people. One agent per market. Once your market's gone, it's gone until that person leaves. So I got an email the other day that I absolutely loved. Okay, it's from a Massive Agent Society member, and it started off by saying, hey, you know what? I hate to do this, but I have to cancel my membership with the Society. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's not the first time it's happened. It's not going to be the last. Like, you know, people don't stick around forever with these things. I get it. But he's been with us for a while. So I push a little bit and I'm like, hey, what, you know, can I just ask, what can we do better? Like, why are you canceling? What can we do better to keep you around? And he's like, you know what? You did your job. I don't need you anymore. You taught me what I need to know. And he was with us for about 4 months. He's like, I now know what I need to know to do this on my own. He's like, I had an amazing summer of generating leads like crazy. Thank you so much, but I just don't need you anymore. I can't tell you how freaking happy that makes me. I don't want clients. I don't want members of the Society that stick around for years. Okay. Yes, that's more money in my pocket, but I don't feel good about that. My goal with it was to give you the support that you need to do it yourself. I want to teach you to fish. I don't want to just feed you fish. So when he told me this and he was honest, he's like, look, man, it's killed it. I've gotten a ton of leads and now I know what to do and I don't need you anymore. I can't tell you how satisfied I felt for the next 3 or 4 days. So guys, if you have any interest in becoming a Society member, just know going in, I don't want you for years. Okay. I don't want you as a member for years. I want you to learn what you need to learn so you can do this yourself. Be an effective Facebook ads marketer yourself so that you don't need us anymore. That to me is the ultimate goal. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. We'll be back next week with another amazing jam-packed episode. But for now, it's time to create an Alexa skill. Go to the article, go to the how-to guide on our website, massiveagentpodcast.com/Alexa skill. Learn how to do it, experiment with it, use that Storyline app. It's not really an app if it's on your laptop, but you know what I mean. It's totally free. And I'd love to hear your success stories. I'd love to see some videos of how you're using the skill. Tag us on Instagram. When you go to post it and you put it in your stories or in your feed, make sure you tag us. I'd love to see how you're using it. Guys, thanks for listening. Have an amazing weekend. Go sell some homes. Take care.